little Carolina gals, I'm going where you can't find me. There'll be trouble in the days to come and a lot more fools behind me. Fare thee well, Carolina gals, I'm going where you can't find me. There'll be trouble in the days to come and a lot more fools behind me.
This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Boulder Chorale, exploring harmonies from around the world and how they bring people and cultures together, with soloist Odell Stroud and opportunities for you, our audience, to sing along. A World in Harmony on March 14th and 15th at 4 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Boulder. More information and tickets at bouldercorral.org. Support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting The Music of Cream, performing Disraeli Years and Clapton Classics at the Boulder Theater on March 19th. Ticket information available at bouldertheater.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'm with you for some ragtime tonight, and with me in the studio is my good friend Carl Armand. Welcome, Carl.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
And between the two of us, we sort of represent Thursday evenings at 8 o'clock here on KGNU.
Well put.
Well, I've got a topic tonight, and Carl has generously contributed some suggestions to fill it out. And in the meanwhile, we're going to be chatting a little bit because we are in the midst of our spring fun drive. And let's see, we have a show goal of $120. So got to keep that sort of in the back of our minds as we plan where we are and where we're headed. Title of this drive is Media That Matters, Music That Inspires. And I don't think there's any question in Carl and my minds that KGNU does just exactly that.
And it's very inexpensive. You can become a member of KGNU for only $5 a month. That is our minimum donation for membership of $60 a year. But if you spread it out so it's $5 a month by being a solar member, so it's taken out of your bank account, your checking account monthly, it really is quite painless. And you know that you're helping support the community radio station that you love, the music, news, and local affairs that you love.
All right. And we have an overall drawing that I should mention right at the start. And everybody that contributes during the fun drive gets a chance to win a pair of three-day passes with camping to either the Telluride Bluegrass Festival or the Sonic Bloom Festival. Both festivals are June 18th through 21st. I assume they must be in different locations.
But it means that's a great time of year to be camping and enjoying live music outside, out of doors.
Yeah, so I want to keep that in mind, too. There's that special drawing for everyone who contributes. So we don't have anyone here in the studio to answer the telephones tonight. We are relying on you all being computer literate, and so you go to your computer and you click on kgnu.org, and up will come KGNU's front page along with all sorts of information, including how to donate. And so we would appreciate that very much. And I think with that, I'm going to pause and we'll get into our program tonight, which I'm calling Great Rideouts in Ragtime. Now, rideout is my own term. It has to do with the way the piece ends. And all of the rags we're playing tonight are in four parts, sections A, B, C, and D. We're talking mainly about the D section when it rolls around and how it builds to a climax. Scott Joplin did this best in 1902 on a piece called Elite Syncopations. So we'll start with that, version by Jazzu Jones. Then we'll turn to a lesser-known name, Clarence St. John, who wrote a piece called Coal Smoke in 1906. John Petley will bring us that one. And then back to Joplin for 1907's composition Roseleaf Rag. Scott Kirby will play that. Pay a special attention to the D section or the closing section of these. And these are some of the great rideouts of ragtime. Anyway, give us a click at KGNU.org.
And show your love.
There we go. And here we go with some music.
Thank you.
There you have three examples of great rideouts in ragtime: Elite Syncopation's Coal Smoke and Roseleaf Rag. And the third example certainly demonstrates that the pieces don't have to be fast in order to build power at the very end. So that's sort of the theme for our show tonight. We'll be picking up things from that and a few things that Carl has brought with us tonight. But mainly we are here to promote the Spring Fun Drive. And we need to promote that. I mean, I know we only do this two weeks out of the year, one in the spring and one in the fall. But it's essential to keep KGNU on the air. It almost sounds crass to talk about money, but it takes money to be here. And if you believe in KGNU, then we ask you to support us.
And it turns out that memberships provide, I believe it's almost 70% of the station's revenue. So we really need it. And of course, we need you. And I know that you need us. It's my opinion that the music you hear on KGNU is a soundtrack of your life. It's the soundtrack of my life. And I'm a loyal listener to Ragtime America, so I always learn something from Jack's programs. And I absolutely love the music. It's pure audio joy. And so our music, well, from the station, plays as you celebrate, as you work, as you relax, as you live your life. And so I believe the station's an incredible source of inspiration to music lovers all across the Front Range. And you know, there's nothing like the power of music. And scientifically speaking, well, music lights up the entire brain. So I don't know about you, but I'm ready to have my brain lit up some more with some more ragtime music.
Okay. Well, let's just do exactly that. We've got three more rags that I think have these great rideouts. They're all somewhat similar, and yet they're all very different. I mean, they're not copying each other, but they're building on the same type of theme, in many cases the same chord structures. So here we go with a piece written by J. Russell Robinson in 1911 called The Minstrel Man, and Dick Zimmerman will be performing that. Then right after that, I humbly submit a piece that I wrote called Waiting for the Zenith. And then we'll end with a piece by one of the great contemporary ragtime composers of the day, Hal Isbitz, his Chandelier Rag. And we'll get Scott Kirby back for an encore. Thank you. Well, there you have three or more of those ride-outs that I was talking about. The Minstrel Man, Waiting for the Zenith, and the Chandelier Rag. And brings us to 8:34. We'll be here until 9 o'clock, so there's still plenty of time to give us a click at kgnu.org and pledge your support to the station. And of course, considering the time of day and the day of the week that this is, you would be also pledging some support to Ragtime America, which we appreciate very much. We are the last surviving Ragtime radio show in this part of the West. There's one in Missouri that I know of. And the rest have not survived.
But at least this show can be heard worldwide on KGNU.org. By the way, every time you tune in to a KGNU music show, like this one, you're introduced to a wide variety of artists from all genres, in this case the ragtime genre, and from all over the world, expanding your musical horizons and allowing you to learn something new. I know I always learn something new from listening to Jack's show. And so only you can make sure this rare and inspirational musical programming stays on the air by becoming a contributing member of the station. Just go to kgnu.org, click on donate, and either renew your membership, up your monthly membership amount, or become a new member today.
It's that simple. And we also have another category called solar members, sustainers of local radio. And those are the folks who have decided to take a small amount out of their checking account every month and put it into ours, which really helps. We have big fund drives twice a year, but the bills come in every month. And so we need a way to pay that, and this helps us out a great deal. So for a minimum
easy for you to say
of $5 a month, you can enroll and become a solar member. And it's very simple, and it's almost painless, unless you're living very, very close to the belt. $5 a month probably will slip by almost unnoticed, but we notice it.
And it means that you are part of the KGNU family. Not only do you love what we provide for you, but then we're able to love what you're providing for us. And so it's good all around.
We're going to change the pace a little bit here, and I'm going to turn to a couple of selections that Carl has brought. The first one is written by Paul Sarabrasol.
Well done. Paul Sarabrasol.
It's called Roustabout Rag. It's one of the very first pieces written with the name Rag in the title. It dates from 1897. And then we'll follow that up with a new piece from 2013, especially, I guess, from the New Orleans Jazz Festival. But this is Billy Joel's Root Beer Rag.
That actually came out, I believe, in the 70s, but this was a live performance in 2013, so he's been playing this song for a long time.
Okay, all right. Well, he knows better than I. I should have let him introduce each one of these. So here we go with Roustabout Rag and Root Beer Rag.
Thank you. Emmylou Harris's voice is unrivaled. Crossing many genres, country, folk, country rock, bluegrass, Christian country, and outlaw country, her music has stood the test of time. Sanford Baron and I, Ginger Perry, will celebrate her voice and music in a special Highway 322. Listen as we explore her work as a solo artist, a band leader, an interpreter of other composers' work, backing vocalist, and duet partner. That's March 12th at 7 p.m. here on your community station, KGNU.
Well, a couple of examples of tunes that come out of New Orleans. Carl is representing the Dixieland Marmalade show that is on the third Thursday of each month. And so he's helping me out tonight. We're going to probably next week do more from Carl and less from me. I thought those were really good choices, a really old piece that almost no one has heard of. And then Billy Joel's Root Beer Rag, which crosses the...
the centuries between 1897 and when he first recorded this in the 70s, and then actually the version we heard was live from 2013 at the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Yeah, right. So, and it also is a piece that has... excited the younger generations, too. So that's good to know.
And you had mentioned there was some syncopation in it, but the whole song wasn't syncopated?
No, it wasn't. But it was upbeat.
Quite.
And there are an awful lot of tunes out there that are just upbeat and called rags. And we don't really have a good definition of what constituted a rag years ago. But sometimes it's just a really fast piece.
Because you actually, the last time I helped you with Ragtime America, you explained what made a rag and what its structure was. And so back then, of course, then I learned something new because I had no idea.
Well, that's part of the reason we're here, and that's one of the things that I enjoy. This is America's first original music. Prior to the advent of ragtime, there was music being written, but it was pretty much maudlin ballads that patterned themselves after European songs. And so to have this syncopated music in a style that people had never heard before, it took the country by storm. And it was the most popular music in America from about 1897 through about 1917, when it was replaced by the kind of music that you favor on Thursday nights, Dixieland jazz and other music out of New Orleans.
What I find fascinating about ragtime is this kind of music occurred before there was recorded music. And so the way that you purchased it was either buying the sheet music and learning how to play it yourself, or purchasing a piano roll, if you had a player piano. And that was, to me, I think, one of our earliest forms of recorded music, other than maybe old music boxes. But that's way back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. Well, enough just talking and sharing. We need to say that we have a show goal of $120, and you can help put a dent in that, or the whole thing, if you choose, by clicking on kgnu.org on your computer, going to donate at the opening page, and it pretty much fills itself in. It's very, very easy to do. Well, by golly, here's a longtime ragtime fan. Ragtime Tuba Ed is his name. And he says, it's a magnificent demonstration, a most meaningful genre of America's musical gift to the world. And so thank you very much for supporting us here at Ragtime Tuba Ed Judd. So all the way from, what did I say? I just said it. Missouri. So thanks a lot. And we will.
Actually, I have something I'd like to add. Obviously, we're choosing the music you hear. And so as a listener, you let us do that based on your trust of our knowledge of music and the culture of KGNU. Or maybe because you just enjoy Jack's amazing radio personality. But be assured that each song choice is made with the intention to inspire. And so KGNU delivers hand-picked materials that make for a unique listener experience. And your support allows us to flex our creative muscles and do that. So please go online to kgnu.org and make your contribution to support independence and free choice in our programming.
Just like James did of Boulder, Colorado, wanted to thank you, James, very, very much. We appreciate your support, and this will help us to continue bringing KGNU's political affairs, music, talk radio, and all the other things that we offer down here to keep our community vibrant and alive. Well, we're beginning to run down on some time, so I think we'll do a couple of other great ride-outs here. And the next one is The Belle of Louisville by Frank French. And Virginia Tishner will be our author. And then we'll probably turn to a tune by Tom Breyer from 2005 called Cripes, with an exclamation point after it. So here's Virginia. Thank you. couple more great rideouts, Bella Louisville and Cripes, C-R-I-P-E-S. Cripes.
It makes you wonder how they come up with the song titles. I noticed that with New Orleans jazz, if it's an instrumental, I have no idea where they come up with the titles, but I think they're kind of fun anyway.
Well, a lot of them are very fun. Some are quite meaningful. Some are just pure fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's still time. It's not yet 9 o'clock, although Tanya is hovering here, soon to be on the air with Swing Shift. So let us one more time say that it's still an opportunity to support KGNU and to support Ragtime and to support what you like down here, the things that you love. We do this out of our love. We don't get paid for any of this. And actually, that's not true because we get paid in emotional excitement.
And being part of an amazing creative community. The people involved both on the air and behind the scenes of the station inspire me. Every time I walk in the station, I feel so fortunate to be able to be part of this amazing community. And you are part of the community because you're listening, you love Ragtime music. And if you donate now, it lets us know that you love Ragtime music because we don't really know who is listening. And this is a way of getting some feedback. And this is how we find out that, yes, we like Ragtime, and you appreciate this show.
So, I guess that's it. KGNU.org. Give us a click and have an opportunity to get win a pair of passes to Telluride Bluegrass Festival or Sonic Bloom and have an opportunity to put a dent in our show goal tonight. So all those things, and we're coming up here at
the top of the hour.
Top of the hour. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And are you ready to swing?
Yeah, let them know they should call, or they should type in kgnu.org for donations. And it's an all-women's show tonight.
Oh, ho, ho. I'll be listening.
Okay. So I need to...
As they say in Spanish, si es Tanya, tiene que ser bueno.
Thank you. hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho. Say, Blanche, what is wrong?
Nothing, boy. It's just a crazy song. Misbehave. Now if you want to see me through, baby, here's what you must do.